Would you tell someone that you don't know, if you're out in public, that their fly is down? That's what happened to me in Target while I was looking at the cards. And I'll explain who the guy was and what the scenario was, and then we'll see what you guys would have done.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. Just like the end of that song, Stolen Dance, wouldn't talk about it. Don't say anything. Are you kidding me? What are you doing?
All right. Like I mentioned, I was in the card aisle. Now, the reason why I mentioned what aisle I was in specifically is because they have the top rack of cards and then the bottom rack of cards.
Yeah, they got a lot of cards there. Sure. Okay.
So I'm down at the bottom rack. So I'm kind of like bent over down looking through cards. And there is an older gentleman, maybe 70s or so, standing next to me looking at the top rack. So think of where my eyes are. You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, you're a little bit
lower. I got the visual.
Okay, producer Dave, thank you. You
know, visualized it perfectly.
I feel you.
Because I'm looking for baptism cards for my niece's baptism this weekend, and I'm trying to find all these cards, and it's hard to find baptism cards, by the way.
You look good. But anyways. You're looking for the lower priced ones, which are down. Okay, all right, gotcha.
So, as I turn to look at a card, the gentleman turns almost to like leave the aisle and turns towards me.
Uh-oh.
So there I see the fly is down. But again, he's an older guy. And so I looked back at the card. And then he looked at the next like aisle of cards sort of behind us. And I'm like, oh, do I say something to this guy? What would you do? What would you have done in that situation? Radar?
I wouldn't have said anything. Wouldn't talk about it. I'd be, the guy's got his fly open. I'm just going to keep looking at these cards.
You wouldn't want someone to tell you?
No. No, you know what?
What if you're headed to a big meeting?
Well, then that's my fault.
Ugh.
Zip your fly. Especially yesterday and today, too. It's like barely 20 degrees. You feel that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got to zip it.
Producer Dave, what would you do?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't say anything either because you don't want anyone, it doesn't even matter the age or gender or anything. You don't want anyone thinking like, man, why are they looking at me? And even if you do notice it, just keep it to yourself.
But look at the situation. We were at different levels.
And I'm saying there was no way for you not to see it, right?
Exactly.
But
it turned right into me.
Why do you need to let him know that?
He turned around and I looked at a card and the timing was like, oh my gosh.
Because you'd hope that at some point you'd look down at yourself at one point and be like, oh, wow, my fly's open.
I'm constantly doing a fly check.
I wonder how long that's been open for.
Producer Dave, that's exactly what I do. When I see somebody else has their fly open, I don't say anything. I go,
always check yourself.
Is mine? But you got to be careful. You're like, you do it quick.
Why do you think I wear sweatpants every day, man?
See,
no flies.
And don't you, if you're talking to someone, they're constantly itching and rubbing their nose.
Yep.
You start rubbing your own nose because you think, oh my gosh, do I have a booger in my nose?
I literally just started itching my nose when you did it.
414-799-1099. I'm going to wait. I'm not going to tell you yet what I did or didn't do, but what would you do? Let's say there's hidden cameras like that TV show.
What would you do with John Quinones?
Would you tell someone if their fly was down?